Express yourself.
Sending out a very good morning to everyone listening out there on KYUK land. This is another edition of KYUK's Talk Line, where you, the listeners, can join in and call in and spill out or tell us whatever's on your mind. I'm Peter Atchek.
I'm Gabby Salgado.
Yes. Diane is not able to be with us today. She got something else going on. But we're going to expect to hear from you today. So don't just go right into calling, and the numbers are
543-5985, 543-2756, and if you're calling from outside Bethel, 1-800-995-8954.
Yes, and then
or you can email us radio at KYUK.
That's right. Yeah, I nearly forgot about that. Well, we got flurries going on outside, you know, but it looks beautiful. There's hardly any wind, you know, and we have our first caller from Bethel. We have John Nick. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Oh, we're good.
Boys, yeah, it is starting to get springy out there, huh?
Yes, it is.
A lot of people going out fishing.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to call this morning. Our dog been kind of feeling bum and catching on the family. You know how that goes when you love a pet there.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder maybe if somebody has a remedy out there, she's having like diarrhea.
Oh, no.
And she had the last couple of days she'd eat, but she's really lively, like, and, you know, running around and not acting like she's in pain. I called up my relative and asked about it. He said, it could have been something she ate, and the dog, if it's got lodging in its intestinal, we all have acid in our body. Mm-hmm. A dog has the same acid nutrients as our body does, and maybe it'll, the body will eat it up, hopefully. Other than that, she's lively. I was just wondering if anybody might come for a remedy or something.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. You can ask, nothing like asking.
Yeah, our helper at the board there suggests that you feed your dog some cooked rice.
Cooked rice?
That's what he's suggesting.
Oh, okay. Something soluble that'll be like bread, huh?
I guess so.
Might
soak up what's going on inside, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe we'll try that. Would it have to be flavored or just plain rice?
Oh, just plain. Yeah, he's motioning just plain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll try that. Maybe she's going to be on that diet for a day or two to see what happens.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you. Tell that person.
Yes.
Well, somebody else will call.
He hears you, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. We can almost talk about anything, remedies and stuff for animals and people.
Yes,
in a way, you make everybody feel better. I feel better, too.
Yeah.
Kind of reassuring, you know.
Yes.
Because
yes.
We love our animals. I love our animals really hard.
Wow. Yeah. Good
They're
for
our
you.
Family, you know.
Yeah.
And you've got to treat them as such.
Yes.
It's good to be that way. Anyway, I don't know if the cars and trucks are still on the river, but nowadays, please be really careful.
Yeah.
Because it don't look like it, but it's getting towards spring. And underneath the ice is all, it don't look, you can't see it, but underneath the ice, it also condensates, melts, you know.
Yeah.
And then when the trucks go over, they create waves. I learned that on Ice Truckers program.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The gravitational pull from the truck would cause a wave.
I guess if they're heavy enough, you know, they can cause that around here too.
Heck yeah, there was on the news last night, though. One of them lakes them kids were skating on, near a glacial lake, the glacier fell down and created a wake. And as the wake went through, broke all the ice that was there. And that one kid, that one kid fell and almost drowned.
Oh, no.
So you got to be careful all over. You respect your nature. Don't think you're above it because it'll tell you who's the boss.
Yeah.
You got to always use your common sense, you know.
That's right.
And be careful.
Yes.
So Anyway, I want to wish everyone a good day, and thanks, Peter, and the gentleman or the person that gave me that information.
Yeah, let me ask you one question.
We'll try that and see if hopefully it'll work.
Uh-huh. I got a question, John.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how's fishing?
Oh, I haven't been going on, but I've been hearing they've been catching.
Okay.
So they're, I think they're starting to spawn now.
Oh.
So, you never know, this warm weather kind of screws up nature's way, too.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they should be biting. Boy, nice day to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're out there, please take your trash home.
Yeah.
Don't leave it all over, you know.
That's right.
And make it pristine.
Yeah.
Fish will bite you more.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't want to take up a lot of time.
All right, thank you.
You guys have a good morning. Please be safe. Don't drink and drive, and watch out for pedestrians.
Okay, thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, and then we had a caller, but I think we lost him. He's back now? Uh-oh. Okay, bear with us. He's on there now, maybe.
Hi, James.
We got James.
Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, top of the morning, both of you.
Oh, good morning. Chivac, huh?
Yeah, Chivac, yeah.
Okay.
Just enjoying the spring, but foggy out here.
Oh,
Yeah, they're starting to catching some smelts at Kankahinak.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, anyways, finally called just to say Chivac says good morning to all. To all the reason out there.
Yay.
And both of you, too. And good morning from Chivac.
Okay, good morning to you.
All right,
All right, yes. I was good to hear from my, that's my, where I was born.
Home.
Chivac, you know, it's towards the west from here.
Okay.
Close to 150 miles, maybe, around, yeah. So they're coastal village, you know, beautiful village. And... yeah, weather-wise today, I think people will be we're going to be expecting a patchy, freezing fog in the morning, partly sunny with scattered snow showers, highs in the lower to mid-30s, southeast wind to 10 to 20 miles per hour. And tonight, we can expect scattered snow showers in the evening, then snow likely after midnight. Areas of blowing snow after midnight, snow accumulation up to 2 inches possible. Lows around 30, east winds 20 to 35. Along the coast, southeast wind 15 to 30, increasing to east 30 to 45 miles per hour after midnight. So it sounds like we got maybe have some wind coming. And then tomorrow, areas of blowing snow in the morning, snow and a chance of rain in the morning. Then scattered rain showers in the afternoon, snow accumulation up to 2 inches. Highs in the 30s, east winds 20 to 35 miles per hour. Along the coast, east winds 35 to 50 miles per hour, decreasing to 15 to 25 in the afternoon. So we got a bit of weather coming, sound like. Maybe some wind.
Yeah.
So, but
some cold weather, finally.
Oh,
back.
I don't know.
No?
It's not going to be severely cold, though. I think we're done with cold maybe for this year.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so kind I know that.
By in a flash.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's different, you know, and this is your first year?
Yeah.
Here, right?
It's my first winter.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah, so it's, where are you originally from?
Seattle.
Oh, okay, you're not that from that far away. So.
No. But it's never that cold in Seattle. I was was excited for the cold.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I seen you all geared up. You like you know how to live around here. So
they warned me. They said, it's going to be cold. And so I was ready.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it wasn't really cold this winter, so you missed out her. But, you know, you can never tell with the weather. Me, I used to be able to somewhat predict the weather, and, you know, but it's so unpredictable that you can't do that. I mean, maybe some people can get close, you know, but for me, weather, I just quit predicting because I'm always not on right, so I just don't predict the weather anymore. But so I rely on KYUK weather report.
So do I in the morning. Before
We have a caller from Search and Rescue, Mark. Larry, good morning to you, Mark.
Hey, yeah, good morning.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday is right.
Happy spring, maybe.
Yeah, that too.
You want me to talk a little bit about the rivers?
Yes, people are wondering. Yes, they're wondering if they should get on or what.
Okay. We got a good look at the river yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We traveled by truck from Aniak to the mouth of Johnson. The distance is like 157 river miles.
Wow.
So got a good look at conditions. And the purpose behind that was because Aniak and the mouth of Johnson are the two hot spots this weekend. The carnival's going on in Aniak. A lot of good things up there. And then, you know, the fishing, the monitoring going on at the Johnson. So
yeah.
We wanted to see how things were doing.
Mm-hmm.
When I left Aniak, it was 30 above, 10 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, it's always amazing how just that little temperature drop fixes things back up. The road all the way down was good. It was hard, very little water, an occasional pothole once in a while. And then it had gotten much smoother. Especially from Tuxac down. So, you know, traveling at a reasonable speed, it's less than an hour from Aniak to Kalskag, and then about 3 hours to Bethel, and then, you know, whatever to the Johnson River. So, but along the way, we were also taking ice measurements in key places. And if I had to give an average ice thickness, it would be 24 inches. Some places it's a little more, some places a little less.
Yeah.
And when I plug those numbers into the National Weather Service, they tell us that's 60% of normal.
Oh.
So we have a little over half of the ice that we would normally have for this time of the year. And that's going to be our message in the coming weeks. You know, while the ice is still okay, there's not much there. You know, we don't have much room for safety. And now we have to factor in the sun is getting strong, you know?
Yeah.
I noticed a big difference from where there's snow cover. You know, from Bogus to Sunny Kamarov's Fish Camp, halfway between Kalskag and Aniak, there's good snow cover, and there's, you know, the ice isn't being affected as much as by all this warm weather. But as soon as you get below Bogus, all the way on down to the mouth of Johnson, it's pretty much glare ice, and there wasn't much sunlight yesterday, but you could still see it's starting to work. You know, and we're gonna watch that increasing over the next few weeks. What couple of areas I really needed to talk to people about is, you know, at the Y, the Kwisluk Akichuk Y, the Akichuk side, the sandbar side where all the nets are. You know, that's been the main road there all winter. And I checked it yesterday, right on the road where the majority of the traffic is going. It's only 14 inches thick.
Oh, no.
You know, that's really for March, that's nothing. You know?
That's right.
That's nothing. And that's going to be an area to be very, how do you call it?
Yeah, cautious and,
Vigilant, watching as it deteriorates. And then the next one is Strait Slough. Strait Slough is the very same way. Upper end, middle, lower end. 14 inch, maybe 15. So we're gonna keep monitoring those areas and watch what's going on, because boy, that's not much, you know.
Really? Yes.
So, the other area that I wanted to mention was, you know, we talked a little bit about it last week, that open water that developed off the tip of the island across Moses Vasquez, between Kalskag and Aniak. That one has grown a lot. It's eating. The current's very strong there, and it's eating its way to the north bank. The hillside.
Mm-hmm.
And it is marked, but it has eaten its way past the markers. So it's alive and growing. And
yeah.
There probably no room to pass safely through that channel. After I gave the Weather Service our ice measurements, they also sent back to me the snowpack report.
Oh.
The upper Kuskokwim right now has normal to above normal snowpack.
Wow.
So, that'll be interesting. The lower river has thin ice. The upper river has lots of snow. We'll see. I think that's all I needed to
question,
talk about.
Mark.
Yeah.
Did you notice any open waters in, you know, around the lower part of the Kuskokwim area, Bethel and surrounding?
Just those same ones.
Mm-hmm.
I think the nearest one would be that one below Jaunuk, above Akia.
Yeah.
And then a little sliver of one by Mike Napoca's Island on the east side of it. And then there's one right across the Mysticum's fish camp, 10 miles or so below Kalskag, 12 mm-hmm. miles. And then there's the one across from Upper Kalskag. And then they're all well marked.
Mm-hmm. But those ones below around Napakiak, then did they do anything?
No, I looked at them yesterday. You know, they froze back up.
Mm-hmm. You know,
there's still areas to stay away from, I think, you know.
Yeah.
But they're not very big. And, you know, the river's a lot of room down there.
Yeah.
There was a lot of traffic coming from the Johnson River fishing spot.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the fishermen that I talked to, he said he was catching 30 an hour.
Yeah.
So that sounded pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. Well, we appreciate your call. You know, people have been calling and wondering what's going on out there.
Yeah, and we, you know, I guess I should probably say the same thing that we say in our written
mm-hmm.
report.
Yes.
We're not saying this to tell you that it's safe to go. It's
yeah.
for information, and you have to make your own decision.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, well, we appreciate your call, Mark.
Okay.
A lot of
all
good
right,
information.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. You have a wonderful day and be safe out there.
Okay. Good
okay.
Morning.
Yes. We're going to jump right on to our next callers. First, we got from Bethel. Ina, good morning to you.
Good morning, Peter. How
Yay.
Are you doing?
Good. How about ye?
I am good.
All right.
You know, I was just listening to you about the ice and how it's starting to get thin in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think about here in our region and our villages and our and Bethel area, and I'm thinking about, you know, a lot of times we focus on land and the importance of land. We focus on Donlin Gold. I'm not bashing anybody, but, you know, the one of the things that we really need to start focusing on as tribes, as concerned citizens, as parents, is our children. And, you know, we could bash the liquor store all we want. You know, alcohol is not going to go away. We can oppose it. We can talk about it, but it's always going to be there. You know, when we had that tournament last weekend, we had mm-hmm. a couple of really young people that ended up that emergency room because they were drunk and they're like only 13 years old.
Oh, no.
And I'm starting to get concerned for our youth and our young people and how we need to ask tribes. There's 56 villages throughout the YK Delta that, you know, ABCP services. We need to start getting involved as tribes, as the schools, as the churches, as parents, we need to start getting involved with our youth and our children. You know, our tribal chief for ABCP is Peter Moore, and at one time I asked him, if you would want to tell everybody in this area, because we do training, what yeah. would you say? And he said,
yes.
And he said that he remembers when he was a little boy, his mom brought him to church. And up to this day, after 60 years, some years, he still remembers the song that they sang when he was a little kid. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to call because I'm concerned for our youth.
Yes.
And I know we could talk about it all we want, but until we do some action, community issue, we used to have elders come and talk to us at the schools every Wednesday. And yeah. so if the community, your tribal council, your school board, your city council, the village, bring Nakaluki meeting on and bring Nakaluki how and they can improve and how can we can door course kids are the future there, you know, without the people there's no land and without our kids, you know, if we in Nakaluki healthy way, you guys, they're the future land of this Nunavut, they're Mangatur Nunavut. They're the future inhabitants of our land.
Yeah.
And then so, you know, my sister and I have been talking and how we want to start taking responsibility for our own. Mm-hmm. We are all family in this area. No matter where you go, if you land in a village, you're going to find family and relatives there. And so we're all family in this area.
Yes.
So we want to start taking responsibility for our own and our families and our children, our nieces, nephews. And as parents start being involved, even in little things, sometimes our kids don't want to go. We ask them, you want to go pick berries? They'll say no. But then take responsibility, say, hey, you're going to come with me.
Yeah, I agree.
You're going to come with me. Mm-hmm. We're going to go on a boat ride. You're coming. Today you're coming. You know, and just taking
good
responsibility.
For you. Yeah.
As parents, as community, as council, as boards, as, you know, Dorico, take responsibility. If you're not with Makutwania, plan Takaluki. Now start to plan Takaluki. Now, you know, a plant will not survive unless the environment supports it with water and food, you know, all the nutrients that it needs, the sun. Like plants, you know, we take care of plants. We take care of our kids. Is like the sun is like what, and then the water would be like instructing them. You know, and even though we feel like they're not listening, they're listening. You know, I remember my mom and my mom talking to her friends as a little girl. They don't think I remember what they talk about up to this day, but I remember. But enough said. But I just wanted to encourage everybody out there. Even they're not your kids. Wherever you go.
Okay, all right. Kuyana, Aina, those were good words. Yes, I heard them. Yes, very good. And we thank you for opening up. Wow, that's a whole new world. But she's right, though. But we're going to go on to our next caller from Kasigaluk. We got Wilson. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Peter. How are you
guys doing? We're good.
Hey, I'm calling with the search and rescue here, and I'd like to share the same disclaimer as Mark shared, that this is all for informational purposes only.
Yep.
And, you know, last Saturday I drove my car up, you know, from coming home from that tournament they had, and immediately went out to Nunapchuk as I heard in the morning that there's some kids that fell in, you know, fell through the ice with their snow machine. But they came out all okay. I went across there to Nunap and assessed that open hole. And I've heard that it has grown longer. you know, since last weekend. We measured some ice thicknesses all along the river, all the way to the mouth, and just a quarter mile downriver from Nunapichok, where that graveyard is, we're showing 14 to 16 inches. And as we neared mouth of Kasigaluk River, you know, it was gradually getting thicker, you know, all the way up to 29 inches at the time. And we did the same ice check going up the Kasigaluk River. We were averaging 27 to 29 inches until just a couple of days ago. The ice directly below Agula Heights measured out to 23 inches. So that's a loss of like 4 inches over the course of 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
What is surprising, and you know, for everybody here, is at this time of the year we don't have current. We usually don't have current. Because that lake downriver from us is usually frozen all the way to the bottom. And I was showing strong current in the, both Nunapichok and Kasigaluk rivers.
Wow.
Which is going to eat up, you know, the ice from both from top and bottom. And Kasigaluk River alone has 3 open holes already formed within the last week.
Wow.
Nunapichok has, I believe, 2 open holes. So I just want to put out a, you know, caution to all the travelers, you know, please be careful.
Yes.
You know, the ice is giving out long before it even became needle ice.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that's going to be very different this year. Hope that the travelers be vigilant. You know, as to the conditions of the river and whatnot. That's all I got this morning there, Peter.
Yes, well, we appreciate your call. And we and keep in touch so we'll know what's happening out there, too.
Oh, we're doing that with BSAR, so
all right.
We'll do that. Thanks.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Our next caller.
Oh, it's Herman Morgan from ANIAC. Welcome to the talk line.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of change in weather, and the scientists say the Earth is shifting on its axis. The North Pole is moving towards Siberia, so we might have to get used to this, and they're seeing a lot of earthquakes. But even the animals are behaving differently. Winter grouse are already starting to mate, and things like that, and but we need to adapt to it. I know maybe we need to find a way to travel. You know, they make these little hovercrafts, and they're about as big as a four-wheeler, and those are pretty nice. But it's a little bad. You know, there's people talking about the budget cuts in June and how it could hurt us, and I was thinking they should help us, our corporations, or even our AVCP, they should help people to lower cost of living out here. There's fertile ground. I know people used to have big gardens and root cellars. They used to have co-ops. And, man, Kuskokwim can be the breadbasket of Alaska. And, you know, it's no potatoes all year. But now they grew corn, which is new technology. You can grow apples, corn. They should do things like that to help the people and work with our government to, like, get these big propane tanks. They're 500 gallons. If we all had those, we'd heat our home, we'd cook, we'd dry our clothes and heat our water, you know, things like that, you know. But right now it's hard to do all these things because of our government, even in national. There's these House of Representatives, they're trying to stop all the what our president is trying to do. It seems like there's some kind of evil that's taken over the world. United States is being invaded. In Europe, most of them cities are turning to Muslim. And they can't send them back. You know, what's going to happen? And the mayor of Anchorage got Recommend City. They bring in 9,000 people. They replaced them. People in low-income housing, which is people they're bringing them in. They're giving their jobs. So it's a lot of things that are going on we need to watch out for. And we need to don't listen to what they do. They control the news. NBC, ABC, Channel 11, Channel 2, because call it community organizing. People, community organizing. People believe what they see. And I was reading it say in the Bible about this great statue of plenty of different nations. And there's one nation in the last part is part iron, part clay. And it's so much as what happened in the United States. Even in Alaska, there's people in the government trying to, that they're weak and they could make the government fall down.
Mm-hmm.
Our budget is too big. Look, education people want more money, and yet there are low scores in the nation. Most of it's going to administration. UAA, they lose their accreditation of education. And that's where all the money's going to. And our health and social services, that Medicaid expansion, it costs $2 billion. It could bankrupt Alaska. So don't believe what you guys see on the here on Channel News and Channel 11, Channel 2, but it says that this is going to happen. The possibility where the doctors can't even save a baby that's alive from abortion, they have to let it keep the baby comfortable and kill it. They just passed that. In Alaska, they can kill their baby 9 months pregnant. In the United States, they wouldn't even condemn this woman who's anti-Semitic, she's against Jews. You know, God's going to say, enough is enough, you know. We're just praying and reading the King James Bible and starting the Psalms. Things are happening that elders predicted. The weather's changing and the people are changing, and it's not for the better.
Mm.
Okay, thank you guys for
having me. Okay, yes, thank you for calling in, Herman, and good morning to folks upstream. We have another caller from Quixtuk, Wasley. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll just briefly translate what he said. This is an elder from Kuikluk, but he's got a year-round camp above Kuikluk, and he's talking about the times, you know, present times, about the way elders are talking, and then the elders from the earlier times were predicting all this, what we're going through this day, these days. You know, they were talking about weather will be changing, and then soon, sometime, there would be no more ice in the ocean, which is evident now. And then, conditions probably also will get worse than what we're seeing today. But you know, we may experience cold spells every now and then, and that it is melting away and getting warmer out there. And then some of the game and fish will be shocked, or you know, they'll be needing to adjust also. And then he just said, in short, that we should be thankful in everything that's happening, though. And then that also he mentioned in the last there that in front of his camp above Kuikluk, there's a crack in the ice all the way across to the other side, and that there should not be any traffic along through there, because he doesn't know how thick the ice is around there, but its dangers are starting to show up. So basically, that's what you mentioned.
Before we go on to the next caller, we have a quick email.
Right.
Think you have food poisoning or see something yucky at a restaurant? Call or text Alaska Food Safety and Sanitation Program Yuck Line at 907-764-YUCK. That's 907-764-YUCK. Your call could help fight foodborne illnesses.
Oh, good, good advice, yes. We have a caller. We go on to our next caller from Bethel. We have Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Hi, good morning. Bethel, I called this line, but first of all, glory to God for this God-given day. Beautiful out there,
yes.
Nice, warm. And second, I'd like to thank KYUK for being able to get the message out, and also a really big thank you to Bethel Search and Rescue. They do an incredible service for the people of the area, keeping us informed as far as you know, safety and travel and travel conditions out there, ice conditions. They do ice monitoring, river monitoring during spring when we have breakups. And I'd also like to thank the gentleman from Magula that called and gave us information as far as what's going on up in the Johnson River near Nunup and Kasigluk. You know, all these different people calling into KYK about the safety of others is extremely, extremely valuable.
Yes.
And when it comes time to fund these organizations, whether it be your own search and rescue in your village, or Bethel Search and Rescue, or KYUK, I just encourage people to remember all the great information we get from these organizations. Excuse me. But what I'd like to mention is several years ago, there was an elder from Napuskiak that was telling me that you know, Sean, Nick had mentioned this earlier about we don't know what's going on underneath the ice, but it's an elder from Nunup was telling, or Napuspiat was telling me that at a certain point of the winter, I believe it was like sometime in either January or February, after that point, the water temperatures start warming up underneath the ice, and if they rolled the ice from underneath. But we also get that get the heat from the sun also, and that's going to develop the needle ice. But you know, we don't know what's going on out there. Just like to encourage people to be extremely, extremely careful when traveling. Follow the markers, and you know, traveling in groups. That way, if something happens to others, that they can assist them or make a great attempt to assist them. And encourage people not to drink and drive because it impairs your good judgment. It really does.
Yes.
You know, a lot of us have made that mistake in the past, and you know, we don't need to repeat those mistakes over and over again. But, Juliana, I'm pretty glad that I'm able to hear the information about the river and about various conditions in various places. And so thank you very much to all of you.
Okay, thanks, Tim.
Have a great weekend.
Yes, you thank too. You. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
All right, yes. We have another caller from Tuluksak. Noah, good morning to you.
Good morning, Peter.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, the first caller that was had call about remedies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I was a little kid, my grandma tear up the tea bag and put it in a spoon and half a cup of lukewarm and eat that tea and drink from that lukewarm along with it. It should able to help on that person that called about diarrhea.
Okay.
And you gave him rice soup help to eliminate what's going on.
Hmm.
We all know that this flu is going on, and it's different from all the years I've observed. Even the strep throat, when I look at the Facebook, a little young boy got sick and it affected on his face, and it's different. We all know that this climate change is hurt all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been watching the weather, Alaska weather. Between Russia and Alaska, the ice is already declining, I mean, going away. And, and I could see the difference, how the change is developing. And we all know, and I thank the people that do a river report from Aniak all the way to Johnson to keep us safe. That's what, now that we're communicating each other and helping each other where the dangers are to keep us safe.
Yeah.
And like now, we all know that it's less than maybe 4 feet. Normally, it would pass a little bit above. My ice pick would go the thickness of the ice. It's less than 2 feet on the river. And listening to Mark, some places it's 14 to 16 inches. That's very dangerous. Because when it gets warm, the ice wear out from the top and from the current, from the water, from the bottom.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for taking my time, my call.
Okay. Yes, we appreciate you calling there.
All right. Have a
okay.
Nice day.
Yes, you too.
Bye.
Yeah. I think we forgot to ask him about
that tea is okay for dogs.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think he, I thought I might have heard that he was suggesting a remedy for upset stomachs or diarrhea. But we were, the first caller was about his dog having diarrhea. And
yeah.
And then I forgot. Oh yeah, somebody suggested rice.
Rice.
Yes. So yeah.
I think maybe avoid tea for pets unless.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about otherwise. That. I never tried that remedy before. Tea for dogs. You know, I don't know. But somebody probably suggesting that maybe tea might not be good for dogs. Maybe.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm getting?
Unless yeah. someone wants to so, call in and...
Yeah. So, but there must be people with different remedies out there.
Oh,
but, that, you know, but somebody are...
Caffeine is not good for animals.
Probably not good for animals, yeah.
So...
So, but I think we got a caller call back, yeah.
John Nick calling yes. again?
Hi.
Yes. Good morning, yeah, John.
Hey, both of you. Mm-hmm. I was just listening. I want to thank that guy from Makichuk for giving us the remedy.
Uh-huh.
He said something about tea bag.
Yeah, but I think what he was talking about was for humans.
Oh,
you know, because we're reading that caffeine might not be good for pets.
Tea has a lot of more caffeine than coffee does.
Yeah, so.
From my understanding.
Yeah, but I think what we're hearing or perceiving is that it may be good for humans, but not necessarily the animals.
Yeah, yeah, there's different sources that animals take.
Yeah, so.
Anyway, yeah. I wonder, what about groundhog juice?
I don't know.
You know, that's a remedy that has, what, 210 remedies. Did you know that, Peter?
No, I didn't.
Stinkweed has 210 remedies for all kind of sicknesses.
Yeah, I know it does a lot of things. It makes you feel low.
200
bitter.
Or more just that plant. And
yeah.
I believe in that. I use it all the time in steam and everything.
Yeah.
So it's good for you.
Okay.
Well, anyway, we'll keep our ears posted.
Okay, all right, John.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank
yes.
you.
Okay. Bye.
It looks like the we just got some more information about the tea and coffee. Caffeine is not good for animals and can hurt them. So I would maybe tea for if a human has an upset stomach, but not for your pets.
Yeah. So when we have a chance, we'll go move that speaker that's been in our way every now and then. So. Michelle from BCSF. Good morning to Michelle.
Good morning. Hey, this is Michelle at BCSF, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Kuskokwim Ice Class.
Okay. Yes. Yes, we are.
So we just received our tickets this past week and are just starting to launch sales. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the deadline to all the listeners.
Okay.
The Ice Classic Committee picked a deadline of April 22nd at 7 p.m. And as you know, that's a little bit later than our earliest breakup on record, which was April 20th a few years ago. And so what that means is, with the weather conditions like we heard, like we've seen all winter and like we heard from Search and Rescue earlier on Talkline, it is possible that we could have a breakup that happens before our deadline on the tickets. And if that happens, the rule that is in place is that the guests have to be turned in the day before breakup occurs in order to be a valid guest.
Oh.
So the easier way of thinking about that is there are no same-day guesses allowed on the day of breakup.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the deadline, and we're going to be having ticket selling groups, starting out with sales here in Bethel. We'll have sales in Emonic, Quigg, Nebusquiac, and Aniak, and keep an eye on the Facebook page and iceclassic.org website, and we'll have all the announcements going up.
Very good, yes. You know, and that, yeah, that tripod, it looks good, you know. Is that similar to what was out there last year?
That is last year's tripod, okay. Actually, okay. Peter. Yeah, last year's tripod was salvaged.
Yeah.
So every year we'll reuse the tripod if we're able to reuse it. And
yes,
this year, that is the 2018 tripod out there.
All right, yeah.
It
looks good, yeah. I've seen it last year, yeah. It adds color to our river.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That was constructed by Eric Whitney. So
yes, good job, yes.
Thanks to him.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, while I have you on the line, I'll also mention that YK Delta Women in Philanthropy has a grant available right now for any entities that are working with youth. And the focus of the grant is youth, and there's a little more than $8,000 available. So if people are interested in learning more about that, the grant application is online at ykdeltawomen.org.
ykdeltawomen.org.
.org, yep.
Okay.
Cool. So
very good, yes.
And grant money and all kinds of things happening at BCSF.
Yes, very exciting time of the year.
It is. All right, thanks, Peter.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling, Michelle. You have a wonderful day and weekend.
How you too. Bye.
Okay, Kuyana, yes. Go on to our next caller from Bethel. We have Yvonne. Good morning.
Good morning to you too.
Hey, good morning.
And, adding more to the precautions on traveling, I took a ride again towards the trail coming from the dump. It goes into that valley. We call it Agaluktalik.
Yeah.
And it goes down to the river, and you could go on overland or just go straight down. But beginning from that beaver house, it opened up.
Oh.
That marsh area.
Yeah.
Maybe it's about 300 feet.
Oh.
And to my amazement, it opened up on the side too, where the beavers go get their feed. And it's dangerous. And by Hanging Lake, it's starting to open up on the, going towards the river from the Hanging Lake Road, when you use that Akachuk Trail, what we call.
Yeah.
On the left, it's opening up, even on the Hanging Lake. And it's that blackfish area, what we call marsh reeds. And it comes from that North Lake. It's open. So, take precautions on that. And there's also one on that east side. On the east side, there's another big lake. But in order to get there, you got to use that blackfish area, and that's also open right there, too.
Yeah.
And we need to take precautions on global warming. And also, my net holes are showing 2 feet. And just like Wilson said, there's a lot of river current, I notice. And there's starting to be a lot of river current underneath the ice, so it's going to melt both ways from up on top and from the river current on the bottom. And my buddy, Junior Gusty, went down to Napok yesterday, and there was no trail to Johnson, so... And I don't know how that blow up hole right by in the buggy hop, but just like Mark said and Wilson, use your own discretion on using the river, and it's not okay to go on it just like they say.
Mm-hmm.
And in other words, in closing, Guyana, to those that don't want that mine, and Guyana for them for speaking up and writing. Okay, good morning.
Hey, thank you, Yvonne,
thank you.
For your calling. Yes, there are danger areas, but you are listening to KYUK 640 AM here in Bethel, Alaska.
Before we go on, I got another email.
Can we do our
Right
after her, maybe?
Yes.
If there's no other caller, so... we don't want to keep waiting too long. But we have, from Bethel, we got Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Yeah.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, this is Ruth Ivan.
Yes.
I like how Aina called yes. my younger sister about the youth. We love our youth. They mm. are our leaders for tomorrow. We need to address Illumin. We need to address the youth here in Bethel. There's Awana going on every week at the Covenant Church. Uh-huh. I really want the young people to all attend that. Now, so there's something going on at the Baptist Church every week, too. I think it's a Friday. I'm not sure, but my grandkids went there once. Don't mind my voice. I was dusting, and the dust got into my throat.
Oh, no.
So it'll get good yeah. after it clears up. Anyway, the villages have churches. They could have youth groups. I know we used to have youth group here in Bethel at the Maryburn Church. We even had skating youth group. When mm-hmm. we had youth groups, we went. I was the leader, and I we had a skating with a youth group and had chocolate afterwards. It was so fun doing that. And I know the pond conditions are not the best right now, but someone who loves children, who loves young people should have their youth group become alive, and each village have theirs still to go on, you know, keep going, keep having it. That will help them stay out of trouble. Because what Aina said was true, really, about young people.
Yeah.
They're getting their booze from their parents or finding them or something. And the parents are the first teachers.
Yes.
They'll do what you do when they grow up. So we should be careful of what we do.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
be careful. Be a good example for our grandkids and our children, you know, be good role models for them.
Yeah.
So, if someone is going to start using, have sing-alongs or something positive for them.
Oh, we're start-
oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
My call.
Yes.
Have a good day. Oh, there's a funeral today for Tiffany Parks at Church of God.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Kriana, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Yes. On that email you were
going to read? Yeah. This is from Richard Robb.
Okay.
Good morning. The Bethel Sportsman's Club would like to invite all members and anyone interested in the group to our annual meeting on Monday, March 18th at the Bethel Lions Club at 7 p.m. For any questions or if you would like to run for a board member position, contact Richard Robb at 545-2452 or email Bethel Sports sportsmanclub.com. Thank you and have a great day.
All right. On to our next caller. From Bethel, we have Anonymous. Good morning. Anonymous.
Good morning.
Yes.
I'm calling to let those travelers know on the river. Chuck almost fell through right at the mouth of Harbor.
Oh.
He tore all the drivers.
Okay.
And yesterday a truck was slightly going through and it just made it on the ice, so those that are coming into Bethel on the river, be careful.
Okay. Yes.
And that's it, just to let them know.
All right. Yes, good information. So, yes. So, we're just got word that there may be some danger at the mouth of the boat harbor here in Bethel. So, so if you... You know, you need to be careful, I guess, you know, and maybe not get on there. It would be good to mark that area where they're maybe having problems so that somebody else don't come in. And then the villagers, I guess they're coming in, still coming into Bethel, you know. So if you're listening, be extremely careful as you go into Bethel and climb in at the mouth of the boat harbor. So I don't know about the other places that you can climb in. So we just have to be extremely careful out there. But we have a caller back. Ruth, go ahead.
Yeah, after hearing that two cars almost getting under the river,
yeah,
they should, search and rescue should stop the travels on the river with the heavier trucks and stuff, cars. They should just stop it. Before anything happens, just stop it.
Yeah.
Don't travel anymore. Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Can you read that?
Oh, I have it right here on the Tundra Drums.
Okay, all right.
Yep. Barrow, Bethel Regional, Kotzebue, and Nome Belts are competing to see who is headed to ASAA March Madness, Alaska. Tune in to KYUK 640 AM at 3 p.m. today for Lady Warriors and 4:30 p.m. for Warriors from 2019-3A. Western Conference Basketball Championship hosted by Diamond High School in Anchorage.
Well,
so cool. Tune in today for more basketball.
Today at 3?
Today at 3 for Lady Warriors and 4:30 for Warrior Boys.
Okay. But I guess during that time, what happens also is that shows on AM shows on, you can pick them up at FM, the mix during that time if you like. So, did I say that right? Okay. All right. Yeah. So 90.3.
Yes. 90.3, the mix.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Because I know that when there's a ball game going on at Newtown and I want to tune in onto news, you know, I do look for that 90.3. And FM. So our time is going fast today. We have only about half an hour left of show. So if you'd like to call in, please do. We'd appreciate it. And the numbers?
The numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. And if you're calling from outside Bethel, it's 1-800-995-8954. Or feel free to email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous.
Yes.
You can call anonymous.
Yes, yes, you could. Yes, so I used to like what Akum, you know, John activist, say. He used to say when we did a show together one time, he says, even if you're anonymous, I know you. Because he knew a lot of people, and he had a thing about being able to recognize people's voices, you know. It used to surprise me. You have another email or what do you got?
Just another Tundra Drums.
Okay.
All are welcome to attend the Bethel Community Forum on Bullying in Our Schools March 14th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the BRHS cafeteria. Refreshments will be provided.
All right. We're going to go on into a caller. Next caller from Bethel. We got Willie. Good morning, Willie.
Morning, Kaka.
Oh, Witch, yeah, good morning to you.
Yeah, I'm not hearing that warning since I heard the ball game going on there. That trail back there, they're still using it. It's really deteriorating now for those that don't know what village people coming in go through that back trail back there. They should sign off there if a lot of people don't know that. No machine that fell in there. I mean, folks that fell in there, they're still back there, can't fish it out. So they should be warned about that back trip because ball game going on, they use that for a shortcut.
You mean around Hanger Lake or?
Yeah, you know, from behind the high school to Hanger Lake.
Yeah.
That when I do in there, folks are still in there, and people that don't know it is. Even that flat part from Hanger Lake to back there to the bluff is deteriorating.
Yeah.
So they should sign it up. It would be nice if they would do that right by the high school before they get into that slough. That slough is where that guy lost his four wheel, too. It's still in there. So, put sign on it before you go in the slough. In fact, I have no transportation this year. I would have get that close by one now, right?
Yeah.
So, just the morning there, in case, since there's ball game going on.
Okay, all right. Got it, Dutch.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Good morning. Good day to you. Good to hear you guys.
Yeah, you too, Dutch. Yeah. So have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Yes. So. Okay. All right. Yes, we're our time is moving now, so but we still have a little more time left, you know, so but it'll move fast and and it'll pick up, so if please join us, you know, today we're this is our Friday morning talk line show here at KYUK. And then there's still interest on the river.
Yeah.
Interest, but we haven't heard about anything happening this weekend. You know, is there stuff going on in
Looks like it's a Saturday market.
Oh, okay.
So I'm surprised Renee hasn't called in
yet. Yeah, you know, she's a regular, and we've just been, we haven't heard yet from Renee or Susan. Sometimes have stuff going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we haven't heard from those two yet this morning. But there must be some other stuff going on. But we're going to go on to our next caller from Bethel. We got Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Peter.
Yep.
How's everybody doing down there?
Oh, over here, good. You know, how about where you are?
Well, I'm good. I'm at home.
Okay.
Calling about the river.
Yeah.
People are still throwing their trash out of their trucks and snow machines.
Oh, no.
And a reminder to the public, try to wait till you get home after you go to the liquor store.
Yeah.
Our crew has been getting busier and busier.
Yes,
Mike was saying they're out till 4 o'clock in the morning looking for people walking somewhere to go home. So people need to slow down and pay attention to what you're doing on the river, too. It's getting thin from underneath.
Yeah.
I was talking with a man that was checking his net, and the truck drove by, and the water just heaved out of his hole. So you got to be careful where you're running. Don't be, you know, try to stay on the trail or close to it.
Yeah.
It's doing bad things underneath, melting, and it's probably, I'm not sure how thick it is, because I haven't talked to Mark in about a week.
Yeah, he called in earlier.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
I just heard on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Heard. Okay, so try to wait till you get home, people, then start your drinking, because can't tell you not to drink. But at least try to wait till you get home so you don't get in an accident and possibly kill yourself or somebody else. Because it's the river's at a place where it's really smooth, and the more you drink, the faster you think you can go, and bad things happen like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Other than that, have a safe weekend and be good out there.
Sam.
Yeah.
I got a question or something here. We just had a caller, anonymous caller, called in to the show and said there somebody nearly had problems going out from Bethel at the mouth of the boat harbor and kind of fell in or partially. I don't know exactly what happened, you know, but there apparently a soft spot or something at the mouth of the boat harbor.
I'll check it out this afternoon. I'll take a ice pick over there and walk around and check it.
Okay.
But it's the common thing that happens every spring, you know, or every time it warms up, those holes just pop out of nowhere with the tide.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's always been a problem spot all along the Kuskokwim, you know, wherever you go to a village.
Yes.
It's right next to the bank because of the heat of the rocks there, I think. And
They're
kind of hitting the rocks there, and it melts close to the beach.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and the mud on the banks. But I'll check on it later today.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much, Sam, for all what you guys do.
Me too, Pete. Thank you what you do. All right.
Okay. Good morning, and have a good weekend. We have from Bethel, we just mentioned her. We got Renee. Good morning to you, Renee.
Good morning.
Hey.
I'm glad to be on this side of the microphone instead of on your side.
Yeah, well, you did real well the other day.
Well, you carried the show, so. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. Coming up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Saturday market. So it's just in time for St. Patrick's Day.
Wow.
Come on down. There'll be lots of good vendors here with lots of wonderful items to sell, and there'll be things for lunch, and it's, as you know, a great place to visit and socialize with everybody in town. Catch up on the gossip. Come down, and then the next one won't be until April 20th, so it's a little bit of a space.
Oh.
So come on down for that. And then I want to mention on March 15th, we're having here the library and the Cultural Center and Bethel Council on the Arts are sponsoring a trimester of the arts with Don Reardon. He's coming out to do a reading on his new book, which should be really good. So come on and hear Don read something from his new book. And then Paul Basil and Kevin Morgan are going to be playing some music. You know, they're local guys. You're going to really enjoy that. And Jimmy Reardon is going to have in the back of the room some printmaking material. So folks, if you want to do some artwork while you're there, it's a whole evening of all of the arts. You got literary, you got music, and you got visual. Wow. So March 15th, that's a Friday night, and it's free to the public as an opportunity to do something that's really enjoyable and get your creative juices flowing.
Wow.
It's something else. And then following that, March is quite a month. March also has the Chamay Dance Festival.
Yes, that's right.
That's right. On the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st, up at the high school. If you'd like to volunteer, Jody Drew is in charge of all the volunteers, and you get day passes on the day that you're volunteering. Like if you're an usher, or if you're helping at the admissions table, or if you're in the concession stand, or you want to house some of the dancers, call Jody at 545-0580.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll line you up on that. If you're interested in selling arts and crafts, Minnie Salison Fritz is the person to get a hold of. She's in charge of all the table setup. And her number is 543-1835. So it's going to be a really good year. They've got a wonderful lineup of dancers from around the region and the state and nationally. So come on over up to the high school and enjoy it. And the last thing I'm going to mention is on April 23rd, I know that's a bit in the future, but you can plan ahead, the Bethel Council on the Arts, besides bringing you the Chamay Festival, is also going to be bringing you the Rice Brothers, which are two brothers that play classical music. They play cello and piano, and they switch back and forth. They're wonderful, wonderful musicians. I've had the opportunity to listen to them twice, and I really enjoyed them. That's happening on the 23rd, and the sponsors for that are Arctic Chiropractic and the Kuskokwim Art Guild. And the Art Guild is going to have on the walls for people who want to purchase artwork. So again, it's a mixture of musical talents and a visual talent. So that's April 23rd. If you want any more information on that, call me. I'm at 543-4538. Happy to answer your questions. All right, up until Sunday at noon when I'm on the jet and gone for 3 weeks.
Oh, no.
So, anyway. Give me a call if you're interested in any of those things. I'm happy to chat with folks. And thank you so much for being there every single Friday. I can't even tell you guys how much I appreciate your doing this.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you, too, for all you do. Thank you very much.
Bye now.
Okay, all right, yes. And then just one more bit of information regarding what you announced about the Jamai, you know, regarding those craft tables, Minnie Fritz Allison. You can also drop her a line at Minnie_Allison_Fritz@yahoo.com for craft tables, yeah, during Jamai. Well, we're going to go on to our next caller.
I think it was Mike from Search and Rescue.
Yeah. Mike, well, good morning, morning to you.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes, hey, good morning.
First of all, I'd like to say a big thank you for all the volunteers of Search and Rescue from various villages and all up and down the river for taking the time to check the ice and the ice conditions for the safety of the others all the time, and they are looking out for their safety and preventing anything from happening. I do appreciate all their work and their efforts, what they do to make things safe while traveling throughout the area. And then I have to make a comment on one of your callers. I was told that she asked Bethel Search and Rescue to stop the traffic on the river. Bethel Search and Rescue does not have the authority to stop anybody from traveling on the river. But we do advise people of the hazards, and then we advise the people not to travel when the conditions are bad. So that I just want to clarify that with everybody, that we do not have the authority to actually close the river. It's all your own discretionary decisions to go on there, but we advise all the time when it's dangerous out there.
Yeah.
I just want to make that point out to the public that we as a group, a volunteer group, cannot close the river down. Okay?
All right. Claire, yes.
Thank you very much.
Hey, and thank you.
Everybody
yes.
Have a great safety day, a safe weekend, and I enjoy this warm weather while it lasts a little bit.
Yes. Yes, very good to you. And we thank you, Mike. Okay, all right. Yes, we still have some time yet, you know, for anyone that'd like to call or email us, you know, if you'd like. But we have another caller, Nick, who didn't get the village. But good morning to Nick.
Good morning, Peter. This is Nick from Joppa.
All right, I figured,
I briefly listened to you guys this morning, but yeah, I'm glad the caller just before me clarify that with Search and Rescue not being in charge of travelers, because anybody who wants to end up traveling is going to end up going wherever he or she wants to go, no matter what conditions there is. Mm-hmm. It's everybody's, you know, own, like, responsibility to, you know, to make their choices of traveling on the river. Is a big issue with safety and the decisions that a person makes. As we end up hearing with all the changes that's going on, we've got a little layer of ice that's on top after it got a little cold, and now we're getting a lot of snow. And we, you know, as fast as we want to go when it's nice and smooth out, when you break through that ice, you know, your vehicle can end up fishtailing so bad that you cannot control the vehicle you're driving. And a very bad accident can end up happening just because it's so nice and smooth that it doesn't mean that it's safe. All these dangerous conditions that you're seeing and hearing about is through these sloughs and going by the sandbars and islands. It's always, you know, one of the first places that's getting dangerous. So, you know, use your best judgment with where you're going and what you're doing. And a lot of this we never, you know, as you well know, that we never learned this on our own. We've learned this from the elders that we seriously end up looking at and looking up to and listening to. If I didn't listen to my dad, you know, I would never know how to travel up and down the river and read this danger, and because there's, you know, that's what he says, that you know, got to learn how to read the river. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what he mean by that when he first ended up telling me about it. It's, you'll never know what a person is teaching you if you don't pay attention. Okay. Yeah, I just like to, let the travelers know, use precaution, because, and, with search and rescue with Bethel and wherever they're from, I thank them for all the work they do, because it certainly can end up being very busy, especially with a person saying like you're searching for, it takes a lot of effort, and with, with a liquor store going on down there, you guys have a lot of problems, and it seems like, to me, I hear more is that they're looking for drunks, more than anybody right now. And Sam saying, wait till you get home, it's just, that's a good thing, but as we as people end up making the wrong decisions once we start drinking, it seems like it's uncontrollable. Okay there, Peter. You have a good weekend, and everybody be safe.
Probably. Yes. All right. Good to hear from you, Nick. Thank you for calling in. Looks like we got a caller from a village. And the caller is just me. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning to you.
Yeah, you guys, everybody too. Anyways, after reading student speech contest in the newspaper, the winner, and then hearing about mining project, our elders never made up their mind thinking of pros and cons of the land. Our ancestors respected the land. I was thankful for little things. That we're a modest generation, we allow other races to decide what's best for our land, as Alaska Natives, our own people, our next generation. The people, when we put our thoughts and trust without speaking, we pay for our own actions.
Yeah.
Something like that. But maybe I'm done.
Okay, well, we appreciate you calling in, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Thank you. A good day. Yes, our lines are open. I think we got a time to squeeze in a couple of more calls. So we got about 5 more minutes left. So do call in if you got something. You got enough time to make a call. So we appreciate any caller that would like. So
the numbers are 543-5985. 543-2756, and if you're calling from outside Bethel, 1-800-995-8954.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So we've had an array of callers today, but a lot of people are still concerned and interested on the river, So because I know that about this time of the year, we people are wanting to start drawing pike and fish. So people have strong interest in that river. But this year, it's been questionable, on and off. It's been questionable traveling this year. But we do appreciate any kind of report that we can get from, search and rescues and people out there observing the river. But we have Dan Olick from Quikluk. Good morning, Max.
Okay.
Yeah. Dorothy.
Yeah, hi, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Max.
Green flicker.
That's a good
Green flicker.
English talk show.
I got concern on a river here people been telling me that it's not that thick.
Yeah.
It's not even 2 feet thick. Some parts, some are a little over a foot.
Mm-hmm.
And when the weather starts getting warm like we've been having one, it's going to be dangerous. It's going to turn icicle. And I think before end of this month, we might see nobody driving on the river. But right now, it's okay, but people have to be wary traveling and not make their own whether you're traveling from Archak to Bethel to follow well-marked trail.
Good morning to you, Max. Thanks for calling in. I think we're about out of time, the way it looks.
Yeah, I think.
But we'd like to give thanks to everyone that had called in this morning regarding, we did have, different colors of people calling in about different issues today, and then we certainly appreciate your involvement with our Friday talk show and talk line. And this is your show, and we welcome anyone, so if everything goes well, so by next Friday, if all goes well, then we'll be sitting here again and receiving your call. So we'd like to just wish everyone a wonderful and a safe weekend.
Yeah, thank you guys for calling and listening.
And thank you for joining us today, Gabby.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, good day. Everyone have a good day. Guyana.